All right. Is there anyone here today who did something as a child and wished you had just relied on the wisdom of your father? Something might have happened. Well, this is a story like that. Nigel came home all excited. I've got a fire truck. I bought a fire truck. I bought a fire truck. And his parents were like, whoa, what's going on, Nigel? Oh, Jimmy, the boy next door, he had this fire truck and he was wanting to sell it. And so I took $5 of my savings and I bought the fire truck. Now, for the kids, this was pre the day of Power Wheels. That had, you know, now you kids are used to having little vehicles that may have had, you know, battery power. This was one that you had to use your own power and pedal it. So it was a little pedal car. So it was a little, so it looked like a fire truck. So Nigel was so excited. Nigel was excited and it got his sister Nellie excited. And let's go out. Let's go try it. And Dad's like, whoa, wait a minute. You didn't talk to us before you bought this. Where are you planning to ride it? Oh, just around the house on the sidewalks and stuff. And Dad said, make sure that is where you ride it. There are too many hills around here, and that could get dangerous. Oh, we will. We'll just stay on the sidewalks. Well, Nigel got in, and it had a place for Nellie to sit there behind him, and he started pedaling, and they pedaled around on the sidewalks, and it was fun at first. And then they started to think, what else could we do that might just be a little more exciting? And Nigel said, oh, you know what? The next street over, there's just a tiny little hill. Well, but Daddy said, no, Nellie, it'll be okay. It's just a tiny little slope there. So let's go. So then the next day they get up. What are we gonna do today with the fire truck? And Nigel started to think, you know, that hill yesterday was fun. Ford? Yes, because they had a place where you had to drive across the ford and the river to get to their neighborhood. We're going to have fun, and Dad, that's okay. We'll just So did any of you have siblings that you drug along with you on your adventures? So Nellie, she got drug along. And Wicker Hill was a lot steeper, and it had more curves. And they started going, Nellie's like, started to think, I don't think this was a good idea, because they, one corner they came to, and they were on two wheels going around the corner. And Nigel, I need you to stop. Let's just stop right now. And Nigel says, I can't stop. My feet came off the pedals, and the car's going too fast, and I can't get my feet back on the pedals. So here they are, careening down this hill, and they're starting to get close to the river and the ford. And Nellie's like, no, Nigel, we need to stop before we go in the river. And they couldn't stop. So thankfully, that part, the ford wasn't very deep because cars could drive across. But as they came and they crashed into the ford, into the river, a car started to come across the ford and got to the other side and stopped. And the door flew open. And who do you think it was? It was Dad, who had his wisdom before that they shouldn't go to that hill. And Nigel, Nellie, you get in this car right now. And he took the fire truck and he put it in the trunk and he got them home because it was winter time. And so he didn't want them to get sick from being in that cold river. And so they got home and Dad said, didn't I tell you? And he said, now what's going to happen is this fire truck is going in the garage, and it's going to stay there until you can show me that you are a much wiser boy who will listen to the things that I tell him. And so just always remember that. I know you kids that are preteens and teens, dads and moms still have wisdom. When they tell you something's not a good idea, it's usually not a good idea.